أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So this is now a summary of all the mnemonics. It's a methodology to memorize the names of the 114th surah of the Quran. Mnemonics, in essence, are those that help you. It's a memory aid, which is in the form of a word, phrase, or a story, and it kind of helps you memorize things in order. Okay, it comes from a Greek word called mnemonikon, which means the art of memorization. And Aristotle wrote as the first sentence of one of his books, in order to think, we must speculate with images. So we've divided these names, these 114 names, into 17 sections. And I'm just going to go over them as the stories. So if you just listen to these stories, close your eyes and listen to them, somewhere along the line, they will ring a bell. So story number one, or mnemonic number one, when the door opened, we saw beef or beef burgers, which was donated by the children of Imran and served by his women on a table. On smelling the aroma, people rushed like cattle from upstairs or heights, thinking this was spoils of war. When they realized their error, they did Toba like Yunus. Mnemonic number two, Hud and Yusuf were overawed when they saw the thunder created by Ibrahim by breaking the stone idols. Mnemonic number three, the bees, seeing Isra, swarmed in the cave and watched Maryam meet Taha. Mnemonic number four, the prophets went to Hajj with believers to show them the light of the difference between right and wrong. The poets and the ants who went returned back only to tell a story about spiders eating Romans. Mnemonic number five, Luqman went into Sajda when he heard of the parties of Sabah. Now, parties is actually coalition or the different groups, and Sabah, obviously, is the people of Sabah. Mnemonic number six, the originator sent Yasin with his troops of angels with the secret of how to be his companions. Mnemonic number seven, the forgiver explained in detail. Now, explained in detail is Fussilat, right? That is Surah number 41, which is also known as Hameem. So the forgiver explained in detail at the meeting of how to decorate after the devastation by the smoke, which made people kneel at the sandhills. Mnemonic number eight, Muhammad was sent to win with the chambers of the Quran. This is so beautiful. Muhammad, Surah number 47, win 48, chambers is literally the rooms, which is Surah number 49. And the Quran is Qaf. So Qaf is Surah number 50. Chambers, by the way, is Hujurat. Mnemonic number 9. The scattered ones looked up at the mountain and saw the star and the moon as a sign from the Rahman about the great event which had ironclad security, where one would have to plead not to be banished when examined. Number 10. In the Saf of Jumu'ah, the hypocrites worry about loss and gain, thus divorcing themselves from reality and prohibiting themselves from the kingdom. This is signed by the pen of truth, which ascends all others. Number 11, Nuh told the jinn to copy Muzammil and Mudathir if on the day of Qiyamah they wanted to be like a human Mr. Salat. Number 12, the news about those who pulled out made everyone frown. They covered up, they split and cheated their own hearts when they saw the explosion of light in the Milky Way. Number 13, the night star elevated them against the calamity with a new dawn in a new city. Number 14, the sun ends the night in the early hours of the day with an expansion like the opening of a fig. Number 15, if you latch on like a leech to the rub of Qadr, then there is clear evidence that the earthquake caused by the assaulters or the charges in your life will be removed like the knock on the door by the angel of death to those who hoard through those who have plentiful. Number 16, it felt like my heart was squeezed when I heard the gossip about me. It was like an elephant had hit me, like the Quraysh who refused even a plate of food, even daily necessities. And finally, 17, despite giving her abundance, divine abundance, she covered up the truth. She did kufr, denying herself divine help and finding herself in flames. And the last three are ikhlas, which is unity of belief. And ikhlas is 112, one God, 12 imams, easy to remember. And finally, the two surahs that protect, 113 and 114, which are known as Ma'udatain, Falak and Nas. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq to be able to know the Quran, to start off with by at least knowing the surah of the Quran. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim.